Sony Sharp Smart LED HD TV, DirecTV sales and service, and Russ Sound Home Audio Systems, DavesTV.net.
Here's Chick on Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Well, we've got the warning from the National Weather Service. This is no longer a watch. A warning has been issued. A winter storm warning is in effect for our entire area from 7 p.m. this evening till 10 a.m. tomorrow. Heavy snow is expected, total accumulations anywhere from 4 to 10 inches, locally higher totals around a foot in higher elevations of the Berkshires and in the Catskills. Winds will gust as high as 40 miles an hour. Now, this is in effect for northwest Connecticut, southeastern Massachusetts, and adjacent eastern New York. Once again, that winter storm warning in effect from 10 a.m. today until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Of course, we've got Papageno coming along with the tri-state forecast in just a few moments. Governor Ned Lamont is weighing asking the Connecticut State Legislature to cut income taxes for taxpayers earning up to $200,000 in the two-year budget plan that he'll recommend in February of 2023. Lamont said he's opening dialogue of the possibility of tax cut targeting the middle class with Democratic and Republican legislative leaders. He first disclosed he was considering the tax break in an interview Monday with the Hartford Business Journal. Lamont and Democrats campaigned on $640 million in largely temporary tax relief the Democrat-controlled legislature included in the revised $24.2 billion state budget that took effect last July. Lamont said now he's contemplating a more lasting income tax cut for taxpayers earning up to $150,000 or $200,000 a year. In New York State, Governor Kathy Hochul is being urged by celebrities to pass the puppy mill pipeline bill, which would ban the sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits in New York pet stores. Edie Falco, Andy Cohen, and Justin Theroux and Martha Stewart are among the celebrities who signed a letter addressed to the governor earlier this month. Senate Bill S-1130 was sent from New York State Legislature to her office on Monday, nearly 2 years after it was first introduced. In a December 1st letter, celebrity pet lovers urged the governor to sign the bill. The letter, which was also signed by Brooke Shields, Lake Bell, Eric McCormick, and others, included the following statement, quote, "The puppies currently for sale in New York pet stores arrived in our state through a pipeline of out-of-state breeders and middlemen who ship animals from puppy mills. It's a cruel, broken system made possible because New York State, it's still legal to sell dogs in pet stores. You have the opportunity to break the cycle of cruelty by shutting down puppy mill pipeline and making it harder for commercial breeders to profit from their cruelty. And public support is clear. They say 8 out of 10 New York residents support the end of pet store dog sales." Well, we've heard a lot about the water in Housatonic and Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Aquarian has brought Sheffield's water system and now is eyeing Housatonic's and also Egremont's water departments in a story in the Berkshire Eagle. As it contemplates $9 million in upgrades to maintain its water system, the town of Egremont is considering a sale to a corporation that has already purchased neighboring Sheffield system and is eyeing nearby Housatonic's. At a November 14th special town meeting, residents voted in favor of exploring the possible sale of Egremont's water department to Connecticut-based Aquarian Water Company, which is owned by Eversource Energy, as well as other options that will include the town's continued ownership and restructuring. The company is in informal conversations at this point with Egremont, according to the Director of Corporate Communications. Now, Aquarian also recently purchased the water company in Falls Village, Connecticut. That is part of the Canaan, Connecticut, at the Sheffield border. Great Barrington officials looking to solve problems with privately owned Housatonic system, whose owners said used to own the Egremont system, then called South Egremont Water Company, have also had conversations with Aquarian representatives. Region 1 is looking for substitute teachers. The Region 1 Assistant Superintendent Jeannie Rose reported a great need for substitutes across the district at the December 5th meeting of the Region 1 Board of Education. Region 1 hosting recruiting events in January, January 4th in Sharon, January 6th in Kent, and January 10th in North Canaan. Rose noted that college students who are at home may apply. Region 1 will help with obtaining a waiver for the usual requirement of a bachelor's degree. Retirees are also welcome to apply. Region 1 Superintendent Lisa Carter reported her office has received the New England School Development Council enrollment projections. Quote, based on current enrollment, new births, and projected births, most school districts can expect to see flat to modest growth over the next 10 years, while a few can expect to experience a decline in enrollment, end quote. The principals of the six Region 1 towns, K-8 schools, will present projections to their town school boards this month. That meeting is available to watch on CATV6 or CATV252. The video is also up on the CATV6 Facebook page and the RobinHoodRadio.com Facebook page. More news out of Housatonic and a story on TriCornerNews.com. Renee Boardman, agricultural educator at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, is one of 33 agricultural educators nationwide who received the 2022 National Association of Agriculture Educators Teachers Turn the Key Scholarship Award, presented during the 2022 convention, November 29th through December 3rd in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Teachers Turn the Key Scholarship brings together agriculture educators with 3 to 5 years' experience and immerses them in 5 days of professional development that addresses issues specific to the early years of teaching agriculture. In another story out of TriCornerNews.com, the Board of Selectmen in Salisbury have approved 2 requests for funds from affordable housing groups at their regular monthly meeting. The Selectmen unanimously approved a request for $10,000 from the Affordable Housing Fund to Salisbury Housing Trust for renovations of a recently purchased home at 70 East Main Street. Lee Sullivan, a member of the town's Affordable Housing, Salisbury provides funding for the Affordable Housing Commission, told Selectmen that renovations are already underway. Indeed, there is a sign in front of the home to that effect, and Selectmen approved a request from Salisbury Housing Committee for $20,000 towards construction of 10 new units at Sarum Village on Cobble Road. The Northeast Weavertuck School Board met on Monday at the high school library at 7 p.m. After calling the meeting to order, the board president, there was a call for public comment. There was none. Lorreen Marquis, director of curriculum with the school board. The Smart School Bond program originated in 2014 with the Office of Educational Design and Technology. It reviews smart schools investment plans submitted by districts wishing to utilize smart school funds for educating technology-related purchases, including infrastructure to improve high-speed broadband, wireless internet connectivity for schools and communities, and learning technology equipment such as computers, tablets, interactive whiteboards, and 3D printers. Taking a look at some of the meetings going on in our area. Today is Thursday in Salisbury at 5:30. The Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission has a meeting. In North Canaan, tonight at 7 o'clock, Inland Wetlands. In Cornwall, the Cornwall Conservation Commission is meeting via Zoom. In Northeast New York, the Zoning Board of Appeals is meeting at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall. In Ankrum, the town board meets tonight at 7 p.m., and in Pine Plains, the meeting is at 7 p.m. as well tonight. A reminder, the Sheffield Historical Society Winter Wonderland light display is running through January 1st. You can park in the municipal lot. The Winter Wonderland is right next to that. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. They have a tapas menu, a daily menu with dinner specials, and also dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will open up at 33,980.00, the S&P 500 at 39,88.50, and the NASDAQ at 11,701.00. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.